I've been spending my work time for the last couple of days trying to get OAuth test, the OpenFlow testing framework, to work better with Open vSwitch. So one of the things I'm trying to do there is to get OAuth test to connect to Open vSwitch instead of the other way around. And the reason for that is that if OAuth test connects to Open vSwitch, it knows just when to do that. Whereas if Open vSwitch connects to it, it has to just guess when OAuth test would like to have a connection, and so it should be faster to reverse it. So this sounds straightforward because Open vSwitch already supports this sort of connection method. However, it supports them in a slightly different way. It supports them as what Open vSwitch calls a service controller rather than a primary controller. And there's a couple of distinctions there that are important to OAuth test, and OAuth test isn't going to work as well if it has to be treated as a service controller. So this means that one of my tasks here is to make Open vSwitch able to connect a listener, in other words, something that connects to it, so that it can be a primary controller. Currently, that's not possible. So, as I look at how to do that, I've found that to make a lot of sense, I have to refactor a lot of code inside the Open vSwitch OpenFlow Switch Connection Manager. So, that only makes sense in turn if I refactor the code for reliable OpenFlow connections in the OVS library, and the best way to do that is to refactor the code for OpenFlow connections at all in the Open vSwitch library. So I've been spending my time just popping down a half a dozen layers before I can actually accomplish what I'm trying to do in the beginning. So this makes me wonder how someone who was just trying to accomplish this and didn't have the depth of knowledge in Open vSwitch that I do, how they would accomplish this. I have a feeling that it wouldn't be nearly the same way. That's one of the things I like about Open vSwitch. We're not afraid to refactor things, to rewrite a lot of code if it helps the overall system make a lot more sense. On the other hand, there's a limited number of people who have the depth of knowledge and the skills to do that. So while the system does tend to make more sense than something that had just been added onto and evolved, as I see in the commercial systems I've looked at especially, you have to find the right people to do it. And I'm not really sure what the right answer is there. I'm getting a little frustrated too because I just wanted to get something relatively simple done, and I've ended up rewriting big pieces of code that haven't been touched in years. I do think the result will be better. I'm also a little frustrated because I have tons of other work that needs to be done, including oven-related stuff, including a bunch of papers that I'm working on with my team, and it's hard for me to figure out the right prioritization here. If you follow the OVS mailing list, you can already see a couple of minor bug fixes that have come out of this effort, so I know that it won't be for nothing in any case. All right, I guess that's my thoughts on this for now, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.